T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I wanted to get to this absolutely crazy story between the 49ers, Javon Kinlaw, and this media member, Grant Cohn.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Grant Cohn. So he's publisher of All 49ers, which is part of Fan Nation on SI.com. And I guess he also does this personal YouTube channel.
He's a self-help coach, too.
Oh. Is that true?
No, I don't know. Okay.
I was like, oh.
Might as well add that to the list.
So apparently he has a bit of a history over the last 2 years with Kinlaw, who was drafted back in 2020, if I'm correct, with the 49ers.
Yep, yep.
I'm gonna let him explain this incident that he had in the training room with Kinlaw that he had. I think this is from his YouTube channel.
I was standing watching practice. Practice was just beginning, and I was taking inventory of who was there and who wasn't, and I was looking at the field. I was looking at the training room, and I just to see who wasn't practicing. And in the training room, I saw Javon Kinlaw, who is the king of the training room. He's usually in the training room. And I'm a cool 70 yards away. I see him walking out. I make a mental note. We make eye contact. He starts walking toward me. And I'm thinking, he might be walking over here to talk to me. He was. He walked all the way across. I'm not allowed to talk to the players. But the players are allowed to talk to us if they want to. Kinlaw walks all the way across the field, walks behind me, and stands over my left shoulder, staring at me, behind me. So I turn and I say, "What's up, Mook Dog?" And he doesn't say anything. And I say,
"That's a universal nickname.
Why are you looking at me like that, Javon?" And he said, "What are you gonna do about it, you bitch ass?" And then he said one more word that I can't say. And then I turned to face him and said, "Oh, it's like that." And he said, "Yeah, it's like that." And then he knocked the hat off my head, just like that.
First of all, who talks like this?
He's a little gangster in his voice.
Story made up. This is really pretend.
No, this is real.
Okay, so acting. Then what?
Wait, hold on real quick, Mago, because the issue becomes, okay, so since this guy has been drafted, since Javon Kinlaw has been drafted, this guy, this reporter, Grant Cohn, has been extremely critical of him for some good reason, some not, okay? But he's picking on Javon Kinlaw. And Javon Kinlaw obviously had been hearing about it over the past 2 years, sees him over there, you know, in the practice area, and decides he's going to go intimidate him. And obviously this little sound that we just played was right after the altercation.
So I guess he invited him onto his YouTube channel.
No, okay, Grant, so here's what happens. Oh. Okay, so then, so this guy Grant Cohn is all irritated and angry, right? So he says, "Oh, I'm going to go and do a live stream." So what happens? So he's doing this live stream. There's all these different comments. And sure enough, Javon Kinlaw finds out about it. So Javon Kinlaw finds out that this guy is basically bragging and just like big timing Javon Kinlaw. And he says, "I'm going to jump on." Right, Tyler? "I'm going to jump on this thing live." So he's eating. He's got a mouthful filled with food. The camera angle is terrible. And he decides just to unleash on this guy.
"Nobody f***s with you, brother. You need to go find a new job. Nobody f***s with you."
What does that mean?
"What do you mean? What it mean? Nobody f***s with you.
Are you sure?
Nobody f***s with you, fam. And the only reason I'm getting on here stooping to your level this low is because I feel like it got to be done. Somebody got to do it, and it's going to be me. You like to come on here and try to bully people on the internet. But when I press up on you in f***ing person, you f***ing shaking like a cow with voice lighter than my f***ing baby, fam.
You think I'm scared of you, Javon?
Fam, I don't give a f*** if you are or not. All I know is when I walked up on you, your f***ing body temperature was f***ing cold as ice."
Like, Javon, do you think you're representing the 49ers well right now?
Me on this internet, bro.
Javon, do you think the 49ers are proud of what you're saying right now?
Stop playing with me like you know me, bro.
Okay, that's pretty much the gist of it. So both of them don't sound, you know, great.
I don't have to pick a winner in this.
Okay.
We're going to rank them.
No,
it gets a lot
both
worse.
Both losers. Okay.
So then this media member from SI.com, he does a follow-up, and this is what he said, how he actually felt in that confrontation, the in-person confrontation that he had with Javon.
How scared were you when Javon Kinlaw went hard on you? Zero scared. Because look, my dad was in the industry. He put me up on game when I was very young. Players can't touch you, because if they touch you,
you can sue them for a lot of money. And they don't want that. I mean, the teams tell them, don't ever touch them. And, like, what he did today was, like, kind of a gray area, you know, like knocking the cap off you. Like, that's technically, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I wasn't scared. I was just surprised that he crossed the line. Because, honestly, if he had touched me, if he pushed me, dude, I could have retired today. That's what went through my mind. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm about to retire. I'm about to be out of the game. I'm about to be a multimillionaire thanks to Javon Kinlaw. But no, I got to keep working.
Oh, you got to keep it real. So Kinlaw comes off the whole like live stream, and then he gets really tough. This is when he gets really tough.
Dude, I could have retired today.
This is gross. I just want to let people know that most real reporters, which is not what this guy
is.
He's
not a reporter.
Real reporters don't think this way. They're not in this to try to agitate athletes. Like, we love the games as much as you love the games. This guy is a clown, and he's disgusting. And I don't know how he shows his face at Niners stuff again.
Well, yeah, but it's sort of where some of the industry are going.
Like, it's gross.
But you understand, like, trolling is now a full-time job for media members. You go viral, you go national for trolling, and that's what Grant Cohn, it sounds like, is trying to do. I think the biggest winner of this is George Kittle. George Kittle took his quote, took the quote about wanting to be beginning to be a millionaire, and he went on Instagram, he flashed it out there and said, it's crazy to me someone who's allowed in our building has the mindset and goal to antagonize and irritate players with their end game being this. I thought players and reporters supposed to be working together. So that's the point, and not that I defend every player, because they certainly deserve criticism. Players deserve, sorry Fourier, professional athletes deserve criticism. I know you guys know how to be untouched and be perfect all the time.
Come on.
Doesn't happen.
Come on.
You're okay with it. This guy clearly is only doing it for the likes and the clicks. And Kittle's right. If his end goal is to become a millionaire because a player hits him, he shouldn't be allowed to cover
okay,
the
but
team.
Backtrack, though. So, okay. For the record, though, if any rookie, if Christian Barmore or Mac Jones, any first-round pick, this is a first-round pick, 14th or 15th pick in the draft in 2020. Okay, he's been hurt a lot. Okay. He said that he has the knee of an 80-year-old. Like, he can't rush the passer. That's what he was supposed to do. Like, he is underachieving.
Think of it as an equivalent of like N'Keal Harry.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Well, think about the things we have said about N'Keal Harry.
Right.
Guilty, okay? So imagine if he walks in the room right now and he's already heard everything that we've said. Would I walk up to him as cold as ice? I mean, there were some good little one-liners that Javon Kinlaw had. Or would I be able to, I think I would like to have a conversation, but I don't think he'd be happy, Mego. I think he'd be really, really freaking angry, especially the fact that there's been such a long period of time where no media people are even in the locker room. There's no interaction whatsoever. Like, Tommy Kern is not going to be yelled at by Monty Beisel for something that he wrote. That doesn't exist anymore.
And it's important. It's important on both sides. Like, this is why I feel personally, and I know a lot of people don't care about this, but I care about it. I think athletes should talk to the media when things aren't going well and be held accountable to the fans who are paying for tickets and paying for jerseys and supporting their careers. And in the same way, if you go off and you write something and you say something and put your name on it, then you should see the athlete in person.
Javon, what are you upset about?
Because
is it the fact that I said you have an 80-year-old knee? Is it the fact that I said that you're a terrible pass rusher and you're just a two-down player? Is it the fact that I said the Niners shouldn't have drafted you and they should have taken Tristan Wirfs instead? Is it the fact that I said that you're unprofessional and immature? It escapes me which of the 100 negative things I've said about Javon Kinlaw the last couple of years moved him to approach me in such a way.
By the way, that was not to Javon Kinlaw. That was after the fact.
An empty practice field.
So it's so weird. It's so
tough
fake,
when everyone
tough
leaves.
Guy. It's gross. It's super. There are rarely people like this, but when you come across them, you can sniff them out immediately. And they're never going to go anywhere. He will get all this clout and crap. Maybe he'll get some endorsements for his YouTube channel, but this does not have staying
imagine
power.
Imagine if Ben Bolin did this, like Tom Curran did this. Phil Perry, any of these guys,
they have too much respect for him to do. Clearly, they don't even respect this guy.
No, and I think that's it. I feel like this, they just look at this guy as some chump that's just, you know, trying to take advantage of the players and trying to make a name for himself by just being like, not like, you know, honestly critical, but just mean. Which I think is
but,
a whole other.
Doing it just
Bolin, always very optimistic.
Thanks.
There you go, trolling.
Thank you, Ben. Well, not a reporter, Mega. What are
not
we calling him? What are we calling him?
Columnist. Oh, sorry, this guy, Grant Cohn.
Yeah,
I say he's a media member. He's a blogger.
He's a YouTuber.
Okay, let's go. That's a blogger going after an athlete.
Some bloggers are fun. Like, I wouldn't call Jared Karabas, like, ooh, he's a crapster or something.
Well, he would never make fun of anybody on the Red Sox.
He's a very highly paid media member. Yes. What Karabas is, we do not criticize.
Yeah, he doesn't need $1 million.
Mr. Karabas on this show. How about a NFL journalist going after an entire fan base? That's next. Merloni, Fourier, and Mego, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.